them in place and go forward so that.
And this set of standards is a little bit different from like fuel sales, and when we start talking about maintenance, because right now we have no flight training operator that would be covered under this. And the goal of this would be to attract a flight training operator. We have people fuel giving flight instruction. We have
maintenance is so much easier to define than flight training, as crazy as that sounds, because there's so many different ways to do flight training.
And you could say, you know what, I'm running out east, but you meet the instructor meets a student here.
And that we have no obligations with the FAA. We're not.
Right.
And that's covered other places.
But we're not addressing the freelance guy. So just because you're going to try to run a form of business.
The committee decided back when we were doing rules and regulations that was the minimum standard for freelance instructors was there is no standard. And I don't know if you remember, I said that at the time, but that was, you guys are making a minimum standard decision here.
But we're talking made that about decision.
And we want to generate businesses. We want to generate whether it's people buying fuel through.
Is there any standard that the county council should impose that will attract business and protect the public from, you know, unscrupulous type flight instructors? I think the one that Larry brought up about, you know, being a properly certified airplane for the type of instruction that you're giving, I think that should be one of them.
If you're not covering freelance, then I don't think you should put the additional restrictions, because then you're going to have five freelancers running around instead of one coordinated business.
What is a freelance again?
It's somebody that's providing flight instruction in an airplane he doesn't own.
Yeah, like somebody, so you own a plane, you hire Rick to instruct you, that's freelance, right?
Yep.
You're instructing the owner of that airplane. Yep. What we're discussing is not freelance, though, right?
No, it's actually a fixed-base operator.
Right. Well, it's actually the
SASO, yeah.
Somebody that's giving flight instruction, is it okay that people are using the crew lounge as their flight school? Does anybody have a problem with that? You know, Part 141 wouldn't allow that. You'd have to have a separate facility.
Right. If Deltek wanted to start something and come on campus here and put a 141 school in, they'd have to meet the FAA requirements for a 141 school. That's going to drive their prices way up. Okay, but as a formalized school, people are going to go to that for that reason.
Right. Well, Del State is a 141. So, okay, so what I'm hearing is no, other than insurance, there's no standard that this group thinks.
At this time, that's the way I see it.
No standard is to have an aircraft that's appropriately certified for type of aircraft, and that's a standard.
Okay.
And the minimal standard.
All right, let me ask it again then. This the flight training, let me read this and we'll take a vote here. The flight training operator shall have available for use in flight training a properly certified aircraft for use in the flight instruction being offered. We want that in this document.
I don't know what that does for us. That's my problem. You're making something that I don't think has any
value. Sorry, I disagree with you, Jeff. That is the absolute minimum basics for flight instruction, is to have a properly certified airplane for what you're doing. What's wrong with?
And I'm not disagreeing. I'm just saying, how do you regulate this? How do we know that Peter Static ran out? And he's doing flight instruction.
How do I know you're flying, you got your pilot's kit in your pocket?
Exactly.
Okay, but you make that the standard. And if any one time, then if most rules and regulations don't mean anything until there's an incident or an accident or a complaint. Okay, or a complaint. Right. Fortunately, I just came out real clean. But I found out all kinds of things that I had forgotten about. Fortunately, everybody else had my six covered. But you set that as a standard, and that's what people have to meet. And then if sometime you find out they're not meeting that standard, somebody's flying around out here in an airplane that's not even in, and they're giving instruction, and it's not even in license, and it's not even certified for the type of instruction they're giving, that puts the county at a bad